Before we get started, for those of you who are the Sunday school crew, Miss Sue made me promise that I send you her love and that I tell you that she loves every one of you. So, there. I'm off the hook. Father, bless these words to our hearts and anoint our ears to hear. Father, bless each person here that they receive the portion you have intended. In Jesus' name. In Hebrews chapter 4, and starting in verse 1, the Word of God says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." This is a thing to be afraid of. The apostle is saying, be afraid of this, that because you have not received the promise, you do not enter into His rest. "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." The word profit is advantage in the original language. And he's saying, because they did not mix faith with the word that was preached, it was of no advantage to them to hear that word. "For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Why do we enter into God's rest? Because we believe the word of God, that the work was finished before the foundation of the world. "For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works." And in verse 5, "And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not." They didn't enter in because of unbelief. Now, people often don't like to hear about this. It challenges them. It challenges them and it makes them a little bit insecure. But this is the Word of God. We are not talking about anyone's opinions. We are not talking about a counseling session with some person. We are talking about the inspired Word of God. If there is unbelief, then I cannot enter into God's rest. On the seventh day, God entered into rest. That is the rest that I enter into. I enter into the rest of the Lord because the work is finished from before the foundation of the world. Now, a common problem for believers, particularly believers who have not been long in the Word of God, they may be believers who have been chronologically saved a long time, but I can be saved for a long time in position, but in my experience, I can be a newborn babe in the Lord. And it is because I have not yet long received the Word of God. People who do not know God, do not know His heart, do not know the finished work, and the essence of the finished work is the heart of God. Because it is the heart of God that initiated the finished work. These people will have a great deal of difficulty entering into God's rest. And the reason is because they did not believe. Now, I'm not saying that they did not believe unto salvation. They certainly did. And I'm not saying that God is not in their life and that they don't love God. They do love God. But they don't enter into God's rest. And there is a reason for this. They don't trust the finished work. They don't entirely believe it. If you ask them, they would intellectually acknowledge that yes, it is so. The Bible says it. It is so. But you know what? Satan knows what the Bible says. But he never trusted the character of God who gave the Bible. So the fact that he knew what the Bible said, he was in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, he was in heaven with God as the covering cherub. And then iniquity was found in his heart, and the reason why iniquity was found in his heart is because he did not know the heart of God, and because he did not know the heart of God, he experienced emotional rebellion against God when God revealed to the angels through his word that he would create a man for whom he would die, for that man to be redeemed, but angels would fall and go to hell. And this is the merchandise that was trafficked in Ezekiel 28. This was Satan's merchandise. An emotional rebellion brought to the angels, challenging the righteousness of God. He did not enter into God's rest because he did not know God's heart. He knew God. He saw him face to face from the time that he was created, even to this day. He saw him face to face. Yet he did not know God's heart. Because if he had known God's heart, then he would understand what God was doing when he would die for a created man, although he would not die for a perfect angel. The reason God would not die for a perfect angel, the reason why grace doesn't apply to angels, is because in the angelic perfection, the fall of the angels was a perfect fall. You see, man who has been deceived into imperfection because he was created lower than the angels, his fall was not entirely perfect. And the reason why it was not entirely perfect was because the fall of man was brought on from the outside. It was brought on by Satan beguiling. But the angelic fall was brought on from within. And God knew that there would be no repentance in a perfect fall. Because they knew God face to face. And their own acquaintance with God became their stumbling block ultimately. Because they did not trust the one they knew. We did not know God, but we trusted Him. They know God, but they didn't trust Him. And therein is the difference. And although we are created as fallen men, we are given a state of perfection by God. They were created as perfect angels, and by themselves, of their own accord, they have entered into a state of imperfection. And so, one third of the host of heaven fell in Revelation 12. One third of the angels were taken out. Because Satan, who was at the time Lucifer, merchandised in the traffic of his iniquity. That was his merchandise, a challenge to the angels. And what was the challenge that he gave the angels? It was something to this effect. Is God just? Now, certainly the angels that would have responded, no, God is not just, they fell, obviously. But I believe, because of the tree of knowledge principle, that those angels who responded that God is just fell also. Why? Isn't He just? The reason is because they dared to stand in judgment of God. I cannot stand in judgment of God. And this is what happens when I live in unbelief. I live in judgment of God. Because I see the promises of God and I say, no, God, this is not so. And though I do not verbalize it with my mouth necessarily, in my heart, that is what I am saying. I say, no, God, it is not so. Your word is not true. Your promises are not effectual. You hadn't said it, but it is not so. And we call God a liar. But my Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. And if every single man on the face of the planet says, no, God, it is not so, then every single man on the face of the planet is a liar.